You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
There you go. Made it to the middle of the week. The camel is still with us, even in the new time slot. Glad to have you along. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow for being here in hour number 1, along with Trigvi Olson. And Mr. Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, has agreed to stick around for a little fun and games here in hour 2. A little bit later, want to bring you an update on the old Trump meme coin. Remember the Trump meme coin that launched in January? Well,
unfortunately, yes.
Yes, we have an update on that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. And what's worse regarding mammals and reptiles. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But Trigvi, join us for hour 2 here for a little while. We appreciate you sticking around. I did want to get to it all seriousness because, you know, for those that don't know, not only is Trigvi a native of Wisconsin, like myself, not only is a former Republican, like myself, he is now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project after leaving said party. But more importantly, he is an owner of the Green Bay Packers.
That's true. That is true.
So what do you think of the draft?
400,000 other people in Wisconsin.
What do you think of the draft? By all accounts, at least locally, it went well. Big crowds, like, depending upon who you listen to, either the second or third largest since they started taking the draft on the road. But we can talk about that for a second, get your reflections on that, but also the actual picks by Green Bay.
Well, so first of all, a shout out to the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. I don't know who runs that now or
I
who the
either.
People were, but yeah. The not advertising that they were doing, yeah. The, not Moose, not Moose. No. But the ghost of Moose Spiros clearly was alive and well because they did such a good job of marketing it out here. Like all
really?
The feeds, all the podcasts that I was listening to, everything was about give Wisconsin a shot. Think
wow.
about moving to Wisconsin. Like it was awesome.
That's really cool.
They deserve a big shout out. Mm-hmm. It was cool. I mean, the draft, if you're asking me about what the Packers did in the draft, honestly, like here's the thing. I don't quite understand what Gutekunst was doing. Two receivers? Like, huh? But I trust the guys. So clearly after he duped those New York City slickers on the Aaron Rodgers thing and kind of the Oakland, those Vegas people over Devontae Adams, like who am I to suggest that he doesn't know what he's doing? But I didn't really get it. And then the offensive tackle, I'd like some defense, but whatever. Like,
I mean,
I can't get all worked up. I'm not going to be like Peter underscore Bukowski or one of these talking heads. I like Peter underscore Bukowski. So I shouldn't be bagging on him, but, Locked On Packers. Good listen as a podcast,
right.
But, I don't know. I mean, this receiver they got, some people say he's good. Some people say he doesn't. This is the thing that drives me nuts about the NFL draft though, Todd. Have you ever noticed? If you're listening to Mel Kiper or these guys, every guy who gets drafted, they should just put a bust of him in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Well, that's the perfect pick for, and you know, the thing is, everybody knows it's bunk because half of these guys don't pan out.
Right. I could only take Mel for a while. I switched it over and listened to the College Game Day guys on ABC's feed, and because they had Nick Saban on. And what I like about Nick Saban is he's still keeps it pretty real. And he was basically calling out his own network, Disney, ABC, ESPN. Like, why are we making such a big deal out of Shakur Sanders? The guy's going to get picked. He'll get picked when he needs to be. Quit making this about him. And I love that about him.
I think that's 100% true. I think the other thing is I saw a great thing on social media, and it was about, you know, the Carolina Panthers traded their number one pick to take Bryce Young, and the Bears traded down. And I'm going to give the Bears a little bit of love here, which I can't believe I'm going to do. And it had what the Bears got in return. And it was like six guys, Caleb Williams, another first round pick. Like the Bears absolutely fleeced him. But if you'd have listened to that draft, and I remember doing it, Mel Kiper and everybody's like, oh, Bryce Young's going to be, this is a brilliant move, blah, 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 blah. The truth of the matter is I read this study one time, because sometimes I delve into like academic stuff. Some academics published a paper about draft picks. Do you know what the best strategy is for the NFL draft?
Trade down
and get as many picks as possible. Because if you don't have one of the top three picks, it's all pretty much random chance over time.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Well,
More opportunities you have, the better off you're going to be.
I just kept thinking about if you're Brett Favre down to retirement in Mississippi, or if you're Aaron Rodgers, a ayahuasca ceremony in South America, you're thinking, why didn't they pick receivers
in
when I was the quarterback? Yes, in the dark. Right? Well, I mean,
yeah, they hadn't taken one since Javon Walker, who they took when they had Favre.
Yeah.
By the way, did I tell you I went to Kiln, Mississippi? Ulakai and I. Did you see that on our Facebook feed?
No, I did not. Did you go see Favre?
Yes, we did.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't see Favre, but we got our picture taken in front of this bar. Kiln, Mississippi, it's like going to Beldenville. Seriously. It's Beldenville on the Delta. Beldenville? You ever been to Beldenville?
I don't think I have, no.
No, have you ever been to Beldenville?
Beldenville?
It's between Ellsworth and...
No.
Yeah, Beldenville. It's between Ellsworth and Prescott. The Harsers are from Beldenville. Oh. Anyway, I mean, there's a million towns like that in Wisconsin, unincorporated, whatever. But honestly, Kiln, we stopped there. We had just a fantastic burger. We went to the bar and
Wow.
They all knew Favre. They were like, oh, you guys are Packer fans? We get them all the time.
No big deal. All right, it's 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. No prizes per se. There will be, though, coming up on Friday. We'll plug that in a minute. But right now, only your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news, sports, and talk stations. Well, maybe not all of them, because some still might be playing the Brewers. But the majority of them, most of them, across Wisconsin. No better place to have your business advertised.
Just a bit outside. Yeah,
just a bit. By the way, that movie is still streaming for free on Roku right now. Go to Roku. For
the
free,
Roku channel.
The Roku channel, your Roku stick, your Fire Stick, whatever Roku, however you get your Roku, for free. I'm not joking around here. Just a bit outside the store of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Great film. All right, Trigvy. Timely indeed on What's Worse today, because this is the time of year where people are getting their gardens, they're back outside, and you have things coming out of hibernation. They're slithering, they're walking around. And I mean, my grandparents were dairy farmers, spent a lot of time in the country growing up. Category today, what's worse, snakes or skunks? Snakes or skunks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Download it today on your Apple or Android device. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Click on it when it comes up. Takes less than a minute. It's free to download. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Trigvy Olsen, I ask you, snakes or skunks? What's worse?
Okay, so the people at the civic media department who come up with this or that questions or which is worse questions?
No, civic
didn't do very good on this one.
It's our own show. There's no civic department involved. Oh, it's just the Todd Allbaugh show.
Either you or Sommers.
No,
I knew that, but I was just kidding. Here's the problem with this comparison. A skunk is a specific kind of animal, mammal, whereas a snake is a name that encompasses many kinds of snakes.
That is very broad.
A rattlesnake, a copper snake. It is awfully broad. That said, like Indiana Jones, I don't like snakes. Now, if you had snakes or raccoons or rats.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Sommers is on that. Nicely done, Sommers.
Yeah. Good job, Sommers. If you were to ask me rats or snakes, I would go with rats.
Really?
And I would be happy for the snakes because the snakes keep the rats away. But if you have snakes, you're probably not going to have a lot of rats or mice because they'll take care of that for you. So
what's worse, snakes?
I'm going to go with snakes.
Snakes or rats? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom in beautiful McFarland listening on WMDX. Tom, snakes or skunks? What's worse?
Oh, this is a no-brainer for me. Skunks. We have two hunting dogs. Now, one is older and the other one is still not a puppy anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the oldest, they learn really quick about how bad skunks are. They learn the hard way.
Right.
That is just a pain. If you're a dog owner, that is just a pain.
So yeah.
The youngest puppy, though, they're out in the field and doing their thing, you know. And the puppy runs into a skunk. And the older dog, he just hightails it out of there. And the skunk and the other puppy is wonder why my brother left. And then, bam! God dang.
Oh,
definitely
man.
Skunks. Yeah. Way worse.
I feel that, Tom. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've known a couple of dogs that got sprayed. My grandma always said tomato juice.
I've heard that as well.
Dog in the bathtub and the tomato juice helps take it out. What's worse, snakes or skunks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tony on YouTube says, skunks. Every time I see a snake, it slithers away. When I see a skunk, it's spraying my dog. So see, Tony had the same problem. You ever have a dog got sprayed? Trivia.
Yeah, my dad and I were pheasant hunting and Sugar got sprayed and then we had to ride in the back with Sugar in the back of the car.
Oh my gosh. You put Sugar in the car.
Well, what were we going to do? We
could
throw her in the trunk. We had nowhere to put her.
How long did it take to get the smell out of the car?
A long time. And you should have seen how mad my mom was at my dad. Holy nuggets.
I mean, you're going to church and you're in your Sunday go to meeting clothes and you smell like skunk when you walk in church. Wow, that's bad.
Not good.
Brian in Milwaukee listening on WAUK says snakes are worse. The skunks you can easily see. The snakes can hide in the grass and scare the daylights out of you and strike, bite you in the butt. All right. Thank you, Brian. Matt in Middleton.
Well, that, you know, the thing about snakes is
what?
If you go fly fishing, right? You get down on the rocks in the summer, like on the Kinnikinick or the Rush River or whatever, and you'll have rattlesnakes out sunning themselves and you don't see them.
Right. Matt Middleton on WMDX says snakes are much worse as snakes don't want to be bothered by you or be near you as skunks don't seem to care if they smell awful running into their funk clouds, drives you yuck. All right, very good. Carrie and Tosa, listening on WMDX, says skunks are worse. I was sprayed as a kid. It was awful.
Oh.
All we had was ketchup, and it worked, kind of.
That's
fun at all.
Disgusting.
All right, are you out of here, Trigby, or...
I'll stay for the other side.
All right, she's staying for the other side.
I want to go back to work.
All right, come on back. We'll finish up What's Worse and talk Trump meme coins after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Nobody loves me. I have no self-respect.
New joy.
Nobody loves me.
Uh-huh.
My life's a total wreck.
Yes, you are.
Now nobody loves me. My pride has shrunk and shrunk.
Yes, it has.
Nobody loves me.
Wait a minute. On account of you, you're nothing but a skunk.
Now he has a new car.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock here on a Wednesday, May 7th. Nicely done, Zommers. Well, who where is that from?
It is the Skunk Song by Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway. Wow, oldie but a goodie there.
Yeah, pretty old one.
We're doing right in the middle of what's worse today. Today's category, as spring is on us, things are coming out of hibernation. Snakes or skunks? Snakes or skunks? 855-752-4842. Zommers, Cam in Appleton. What do you got?
Yes, Cam says, skunks are worse. Ron Johnson doesn't bother me while I'm gardening.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I enjoy that. That was good. Well done, Cam. Well done. Tony says, I guess we already did that one on YouTube there.
We're caught up at the moment.
We're caught up. All right. If you have another entry you'd like to put in. Sorry, I got tongue-tied for a second. What's worse, snakes or skunks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or give us a text. For me, I think that... I think I got to say snakes because I agree with some of the other people that said usually you can see a skunk quick enough and get out of its way and whatever, where you could kind of come upon the snake, and most of them in Wisconsin are not poisonous, but to Trigvy's point, if you're along water or whatever, it might be a rattler. But I would say I like, I mean, skunks are kind of fun to watch from afar. And I always think of Pepe Le Pew when I see a skunk. The skunk of love.
Love is blind.
Zommers, skunks or snakes? What's worse?
I'm going to have to say skunks because I feel like you mentioned, in Wisconsin, there are not a lot of snakes that'll do anything but put a couple of little nubs in you, give you a little bite. And skunks, I've never been sprayed by a skunk, and I hope to keep it that way because just driving past one is more than enough for me. And I feel like snakes are easy enough to deal with if you just leave them alone.
Yeah. Now let's go out with a little dead skunk in the middle of the road. One of the great songs of all time at the end of this segment. Because when you that's one of the worst things. By the way, Ann in Chippewa Falls, listening to WCFW The Tap up in beautiful Chippewa Falls, not too far from where Trigvy grew up. He went to school in Eau Claire, of course. Says skunks are worse.
Well, it says skinks are worse. I don't know if that's a typo or not. That is a type of lizard.
Skinks are a lizard?
Yeah.
Like your one nutted gecko?
Similar, you know, like a blue tongued skink.
Trigvy, you know that story, don't you?
Zommers
is a one nutted gecko.
Yeah, so my younger sisters got a leopard gecko one year, and his name is Simon, and they did not take very good care of him, and they left his poop in his cage, and eventually I noticed that he didn't seem to be doing too hot. And it looked like a turd dangling out. Long story short, turns out it was a hemipene, which is a lizard equivalent of a nut that got like cut off and, you know, necrotic tissue. So it turns out it was actually pretty cheap to bring him to the vet and get that amputated. So and he's fine and he's nice and healthy and a little more relaxed now.
I can't believe I brought that up again, but he's been a long time since he told that again. That's one of the best stories ever in the nearly 3 years now of this program. Still to this day, the first time you told that, I literally had tears rolling down my eyes.
Yes, I remember.
Isn't that great,
Trigvy? Oh my God.
Because most people would just throw him in the trash or something like that. But no, yeah. Zomers took him and got him properly spayed and neutered.
Yeah. Fixed.
Fixed, yeah. Let's see. Al in Madison, listening on WMDX, says, back in my younger days at Devil's Lake, beautiful park, by the way, of our state parks, there was a rattlesnake hiding in a pile of rocks that I came upon. I've never heard the warning in real life. I was wondering what that noise was. I looked down and there was a kind of camouflaged, and I backed up pretty fast. I bet you did, Al. Yeah, that's nothing to rattlesnakes. You don't want to get too close to those. That's for sure.
They won't kill you, but it wouldn't be a very good experience.
No, you just stay away. Stay away. Right.
Kind of rather not have to.
All right.
It's the kind of thing you don't really want to have on your list of things that you've done.
So have we all given our what's worse? Yes, I think we've gone around the horn, haven't we? All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate it. Be tuning in on Fridays. This is for real now. Starting this week, every Friday, we're going to have a Friday giveaway for Milwaukee Brewers tickets. You can listen to Kreitlow's show 6 until 9 every morning. You can listen to Jane Matinere and Greg Bach on Matinere on Air from 9 until 11. Tom Hartman's even getting into the act, and he'll do it as well. And then us, and then Maggie Dawn, and every Friday, a text to win. Make sure you have the Civic Media app on your phone. We'll give you a word of the day, and then you text in, and the computer will randomly choose someone and give you the winner. We'll get 4 tickets, club level, to a Milwaukee Brewers baseball game every Friday starting this week.
And the odds are good. It's yeah. Odds like the daily prizes from our text to win context, or hourly prizes,
yeah.
Because you're only competing against the other people listening to that show.
Right. So that'll be a lot of fun. So tune in on Friday.
But your odds aren't as good on our show as some of the others, because we have a lot of listeners.
Don't be throwing down gauntlets. I have enough people that don't like me already. I don't need more of that. I'm here to make friends, you understand? I'm trying to make
friends.
You know
what? I think I'm going to have my own contest that whoever wins can come as my guest on Pat's pontoon boat. They come as my plus one.
Trigby Olson, you know him, you love him. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Come on back. We're going to talk meme coins after this. Stay out of the road if there's a dead skunk at Civic Media.
Oh, you got pollution.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. No, you're not watching a streaming rerun of The Apprentice, thank goodness. But it's a great song. It's a great song. And appropriate, as Zomers dials it up there, because we are talking about Trump and money. Remember the Trump meme coin that launched in January?
Right. Todd's favorite topic, cryptocurrency.
Yuck. Well, Mackenzie Tsigalas of NBC reported on May 6th, that was yesterday, that 764,000 wallets have lost money on Trump's meme coin. As you will recall, a crypto wallet is often an app, and it lets a person store and manage the keys, pardon me, for their digital currency. Here's what's going on. I went to the Wednesday farmer's market before the show, and I was hungry, and I stopped by the Schroeder Case cheese stand, and I got some fresh white garlic cheese from beautiful Rui, Wisconsin. And it's lovely. It's but I shouldn't have had it right before I came back on the air, so I apologize. But stop by the farmer's market in your local community. Anyway, so this crypto wallet has an app, lets a person store and manage the keys for the digital currencies. So now we have more than 750,000 ordinary folks like you and me who have lost actual money. That's not surprising, considering that Trump's meme coin has dropped 85% from its peak value. But get this. Tsigalas found that 58 crypto wallets have made more than $10 million each on Trump's meme coin, gathering a total of $1.1 billion with a B in profit. So how could that be? Well, one theory is that a small group of people close to Donald Trump received insider information an hour or two before a social media post that causes a big change in the meme coin's price. Consider the recent post by Trump that the largest holders of the coin would be invited to a private dinner with Trump. The announcement caused a big upward spike in the coin's value. That small group of 58 people may include people who created the Trump meme coin. We don't have all of their identities. The anonymity of cybersecurity is what makes it so attractive to grifters and criminals and people that may want to influence Trump for one reason or another to benefit themselves. The anonymous people behind the Trump meme coin's creation may be among the group of 58 we just talked about. The creators receive a trading fee with every trade involving the Trump meme coin. It turns out those trading fees really do add up. Since its January launch, the meme's creators have pocketed, get this, more than $324 million just in trading fees. We talked about this yesterday, that the Wood County Sheriff's Office, this was courtesy of WEAU in Eau Claire television station up there, that they're, the Wood County is going after, trying to go after Bitcoin people, cryptocurrency people who are now putting kiosks up in Wisconsin gas stations right next to an ATM machine. And they put this, and they make it very attractive. It almost looks like a Vegas game. Well, we'll give it to you for 20, 30% off. So people put in real dollar bills, or probably 20s, 50s, or 100s, to buy this so-called cryptocurrency. And then, I don't even know how it works. Something is transferred to your phone, a picture or a scan or something. And then these scammers that are running these the kiosks and gas stations for cryptocurrency, guess what they get? Your actual real American dollar bills. So it's a scam. It's just a scam. And I get it. Times are hard for a lot of folks across the state of Wisconsin, and we're all trying to make a buck, all trying to figure out how can we get ahead. And we see this and we think, well, maybe this is it. Just stay away. Whether it's cryptocurrency or whether it's these meme coin things, it's crazy. People take their hard-earned money, I guess at least in Vegas or wherever, I can, to a certain degree, it's entertainment, and people say, well, you know. But with this meme coin, what's the other one, Zomer? It's the where people buy NTFs, what is it called?
Or NFTs, non-fungible tokens. That's worse than cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency worse. At least has value. NFTs, it's basically a picture that you buy it, and then it says, this is your picture now.
But you never receive it.
It's not anything.
No. Right, you can't hold it, touch it, feel it. You can't put up in your house. It's literally buying air. Or a concept of an idea, I guess, to put it in Trump terms. So keep your hard-earned money, folks. You know, if you're going to invest in something, if you could afford it, you know, land, not make any more of that. That's still a pretty good investment. Talk to your actual financial planner, your banker. Ask them about real investments. Or as I said yesterday, I mean, if you're a person making a certain level of income and you say, well, X amount of money, this amount of money is just my play money. And for some of us, that might be $25. For other people, it might be $50,000. I can't imagine being in that kind of position where 50 grand is play money, but I realize for some people that's the case. It goes back to the old adage, don't bet more than you can afford to lose, period. So Anyway, Matt in Germantown listening in on WAUK. Matt says, Bitcoin is just a more volatile stock market. Yeah, well said, Matt. Very volatile, I would say. Very volatile indeed. Has anybody actually bought a meme coin out there or anything like that? I'd be curious to know. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Do you know anybody's numbers? I mean, you're in your 20s. Is this a big thing for people your age?
Allegedly. So, I mean, I've seen on the internet. I mean, friends of mine, no. People who I am friends with, no. Instead, we've all watched, you know, multi-hour-long video essays on why they're stupid and waste of money and how people lose money on them, which were very well done, actually. There's a couple, like, essentially documentaries about how
really
meme coins are a grift.
I don't know. It's the same reason I'm not a big gambler. I guess I feel like I work too hard for my money that I don't want to just put it down and potentially walk away.
The thing about meme coins is that when you're gambling in a casino, you're playing a game with randomized odds, you're playing against the house, you're betting with your own money against an established game. With meme coins, it's a bunch of people dogpiling on a trend to stuff money in the bag and see who can pull the most out, leaving other people stuck losing tons of money. So it's you directly fighting other people to steal their money, essentially.
That's a good way to put it. That's a really good way to put it. There's a handful of people, a small percentage of people that actually make money on this crap, but most people that play, quote unquote, the thing, end up losing it. So, very good. All right. Well, we'll keep on watching the old meme coins. Here's something. A lot of people have Netflix. Big changes coming to Netflix. In case you did not see this, it's getting its first facelift in 12 years. The streaming giant today announced a major overhaul of its homepage, the first redesign since it was unveiled, its current homepage in November of 2013. Additionally, the streamer announced that it will begin testing generative AI-boosted search and a TikTok-like vertical video feed on mobile.
Well, I don't like that. That's not what Netflix is for.
Right. While Netflix emphasized that these will initially be considered small tests, quote unquote, meaning that not all Netflix users will initially receive the tools, the global scale of the test suggests a much higher or much larger undertaking. The streamer's sleek new TV homepage will move its main menu from the left-hand side to the middle of the page, similar to that of rival Apple TV. Constant descriptions will appear more compact and recommendations will be more personalized in real-time basis on browsing behavior. Based on browsing behavior and the viewing time of day, the company said. It also means, you know, everything's listening to us. So, I mean, it probably means if you're talking about a movie next to your TV with Netflix on it, you're going to open it up and, oh, look, there it's being recommended for you. It goes back to that Star Wars or that Star Trek, the Star Trek line, Mr. Spock to Captain Kirk, where he says, Captain, we are being watched.
Yes, absolutely. And especially on things like social media, you know, as Luke Mathers has said, and I don't know if he came up with this or got it somewhere else, if a product is free, you are the commodity.
Yeah, I'm not sure I heard him say that. That's well said. That's well said indeed. So we'll see. Like all this stuff, things change constantly. So your Netflix is going to look different next time you turn it on. For the wonderful world of Disney, for the first time in 15 years, the Walt Disney Company has announced the development of a new theme park, a resort destination in Abu Dhabi that marks the company's entry into the Middle East. The Disneyland Abu Dhabi Resort will become Disney's seventh global resort destination, the company announced today shortly after reporting a strong second quarter earning. Disney's parks have arguably been the most important financial driver, representing 59% of its operating income in the 2024 fiscal year as streaming competition heats up. And while domestic park attendance decreased modestly last year, Disney reported today, this morning, that U.S. park attendance rose again and revenue surged in the first quarter. Although the company sees potential in its international resorts, where there's been more growth in attendance and guest spending, China has been a pain point amid, guess what, the Trump trade war. The park attendance in Shanghai and Hong Kong fell, and international park sales tumbled in the result of the first quarter. Disney Abu Dhabi. That seems a little odd to me. I mean, I know that's where there's, you know, lots of money over there. I think you have to be of a certain stature to visit Abu Dhabi.
I think so.
But you know what's going to be big over there? You know, you're going to walk into Disney Abu Dhabi, and it's going to be Prince Ali, yes, it is he, Ali Ababwa. Genuflex, show some respect down on one knee. It's, you know, one of my favorite Disney movies, Prince.
It's a great one.
Right? Aladdin? It's absolutely fabulous. We'll see. We'll see. The renderings look, of course, spectacular. I mean, it's Abu Dhabi, right? Oh, Dubai. Oh, here we go. This is fantastic. Exactly. We'll be back. Wrap it up after this. It's the Almost Show in Abu Dhabi on Civic Media.
Also, Cameron Appleton says, wait, isn't this show free?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tidal Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the beautiful state of Wisconsin. We're just now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to all across the great state of Wisconsin. And then a weather update, the award-winning WBA Wisconsin Broadcaster Association award-winning weathercast with our lovely and talented weather forecaster, Brittany Merlot. Will be up next. Easy forecast. It is the Omega forecast. Sunny skies, beautiful, beautiful conditions over the next several days. And then Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Cuska will have perhaps some update. Brewers losing this afternoon, unfortunately. Travel day tomorrow, and then start a new series down in Tampa Bay on Friday. So Cuska will be in with that, and then, speaking of award winners, the Entertainer of the Year in terms of Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Awards, Maggie Dawn, voted by the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association as the number one radio program in the state of Wisconsin, large market. Well, I think all markets really should be. But Maggie Dawn in from 4 until 6, and then Pete Schwabba will be in with Nightlight every evening from 6 until 8.
Wait. Peach Wabba?
Pete Schwabba.
I mean, the AI
My mouth wasn't wet enough when I said it.
It was not. The AI that is being tested to summarize hours and write up descriptions writes Pete Schwabba's name sometimes as the word peach, like the fruit, and then
really?
Wabba. So Peach Wabba.
Peach Wabba. Oh, that's great. I said wet mouth because they had
peach
this
guava, Conrad. Oh, guava. Texted and says.
Peach guava. I say that because they had this great promo for a while where somebody wrote into their show and said, to say Pete's name correctly, you need a wet mouth, which I thought was hilarious. It's the great way. I did this last night. I put a friend of mine, we put steaks on the grill, and we had Pete Schwabba on while we were grilling steaks. It was fantastic. So there's never a bad time to listen to Pete and Conrad and Nightlight, but a great time is during the summer, during the cookout season. So enjoy that show tonight. And speaking of Green Bay, because that program originates from our great station, WGBW. Here's some great news. People say, when I walk down the street, the first thing people say is, Todd, who the heck are you? And that's just at a staff meeting, by the way. But the second thing they say is, Todd, I'm sick and tired of all the bad news. There's nothing good in the news. Well, let me tell you. We're going to finish up with some good news. Here we go. From Cheesehead TV. Says, don't miss the 25th annual Green Bay Charity Softball Game on March 23rd at the Timber Rattler Stadium. Now, we did the show last year with Trigvy. Could not find nicer folks, better people than the great folks at the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, one of the minor league teams of the Milwaukee Brewers, right there in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin. Says, for the first time, an exclusive on-field VIP photo experience with Packer quarterback Jordan Love. That it includes, get this, 2 box seat tickets and a photo with 2, or 4, try that again, and a photo for 2 with Love are available for a $1,000 donation to the Hands for Love Foundation. And it gives you a place to get yours. Obviously, that's, you know, for maybe businesses or people want to give to the great foundation. But you could go out for a lot less and see this is coming up again, coming up on this month, May 23rd, at the Timber Rattlers Stadium. Meet and greet with Jordan Love for his foundation, their charitable softball game. So that's great. That's great. See, giving back to the community. If you got a few extra bucks, you want to do something big, that's fine. If you don't, you can come out for a lot less and just see Jordan Love support his foundation right there in the Fox Valley. So that's a lot of fun.
Fun for the whole family.
Have you been to Timber Rattlers Stadium?
Yes, I have. Went a lot with Boy Scouts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there were different prizes for selling amounts of popcorn and things like that.
Oh.
Sometimes they were Bucks tickets. I don't think I've been to a Bucks game ever, though. But I did go to plenty of Timber Rattlers games.
That's fun. One of the great, these minor league teams all across the state of Wisconsin, and you get to up close and personal. A lot of times you can talk to the players, and they usually have family-friendly things going on at these stadiums, and cost is a lot less sometimes than taking the family to a major league event. Speaking of major league events, win Brewers tickets for free for nothing tomorrow, right here on this show. And also
on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It is Wednesday today.
Wishful thinking time. See, with this forecast, I'm wishing it were Friday. But no. Yes, thank you, Summers. Friday on Kreitlow Show, 6 until 9. On Jane's show from 9 until 11. On the Tom Hartman show, 11 until 2. On our show here. And then on the Maggie Dawn show, text to win Brewer tickets starting this Friday. And then every subsequent Friday, your chance. We're going to send you there with 4 free tickets to our beautiful club-level seats. It'll be fantastic. It includes an all-inclusive dinner for two. No,
it doesn't. It does not. They're just tickets. Very just, nice tickets.
But they're very nice tickets. And you can. What's great about it, what I love about these club seat tickets, is they're A, cushy seats, and then B, they're on the third base side, so you can see right into the Milwaukee Brewers dugout. You can see what guys are doing. Some of them are sitting in there just, you know, chewing sunflower seeds. Some of them are reading the paper. No, I'm not sure. But it's just interesting to see the behind the scenes. And you can see the entire game, of course, as well. So be listening on Friday throughout Civic Media for that big Brewers giveaway. The Brew Crew lost this afternoon. They're going to be on the road to them back in action on Friday against the Tampa Bay Rays. A morning broadcast starts at 11:35. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your day and have a great day across the Badger State. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep banging on and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.